And we're back. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by...
Elizabeth Homokay and Jellybug.
Oh, yes, on my stolen PR, might I add.
Oh, my God. It's not stolen. I asked if I could have it.
No, oh, my gosh, and what a disaster this has turned out to be because... Well, let me start by saying we're virtual because Lizzie, well, for a lot of reasons.
I have to deliver a baby.
With her own hands, personally. And so Lizzie had to go pick up the podcasting equipment from my house. And so not only does she steal my PR, but she finds that there's a massive leak in my house.
Oh, yeah. Did you check on that? Also, I didn't steal your PR.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We thought...
LaCroix, I didn't even know.
No. I know. Right. LaCroix, who we love so much, who's never sponsored me in my life, but I still support with all of my heart. They do send PR, and a lot of the times it's just like mass amounts of LaCroix. So that's what I thought it was, and Lizzie thought she was going home with a ton of LaCroix.
Well, that's what I thought it was too. Yeah, so I grabbed it and I come home and it's like two LaCroix and a fucking blow up chair and a fucking bracelet for my phone.
And look at you're utilizing all of it. Like you were like, it's PR.
I kind of love it.
And now you have the bracelet attached to your phone. You've blown
up. And now my co-host has a chair.
And I might add that that chair is really cute. Like that's on trend, like the see-through with the glitter or like the subtle sparkle.
Definitely fits the vibe of my office.
Oh, yeah, and you're in a new location. We haven't been inside of your new office. Now you have, like, a full-blown office instead of your bedroom existing as your office.
Yeah, now I get out of my bed a little bit more often, Katie.
Has your productivity changed? Well, no, I'm serious, yeah, because they say, like, if you work out of your bedroom... It's like a depressing mix, I guess. Like, psychologically, it's a depressing mix to work out of your bedroom.
So I'm having like a reverse response to it, I think. Like I kind of miss being in my bed and I kind of hate my chair. Like I used to only sit in this chair to edit videos and now I'm sitting here and writing. So it's like I have to work on my whole everything. Like maybe I need to take like a yoga class or something.
Well, yeah, what happened to that? You've been busy doing hot girl shit. And I've been confused why you're like really ramping it up for winter. Every day Lizzie's... Well, okay, first you told me that you're going to...
Did we introduce the story or the show?
Well, yes. And
yes,
I'm all over the place because there's so much I want to say. But I intro'd the show right up front because on our 52nd show, which like marks a year of shows, we forgot to do an intro. Our first
and
intro
and we didn't acknowledge
show.
That it was like a year...
No, so we've been here for a full year of episodes. I know the podcast has existed longer than a year, but here we are a year later. And so thriving. What were we talking about?
Me going to the gym.
Oh, yeah. So why are you ramping it up all of a sudden? Like the wedding's over and it's becoming winter when you can hide in sweaters. Like why is now the time to really up it?
Because I want to feel better. Like I want to feel energized and, you know... Alive.
And are you feeling better or are you feeling miserable? Because I find that when I work out intensely, I'm so sore that I become violently tired and miserable to the point that it affects my mood. Because like if your whole body is sore, it makes your life miserable.
It's exhausting.
And then you're miserable. Yeah. And you're like, I'm trying to make myself feel better by working out, but I'm miserable, which just makes another step in being a human so hard.
I mean, I go at my own pace, Jelly. I go at my own pace. Sorry, she's screaming because she wants some more eggs and bacon. Here you go, baby girl. You
have eggs and bacon ready right there?
Yeah, to keep her in her little chair so she so she's on the podcast. No, so I take it at my own pace. I never push myself to the point of physical pain or exertion or whatever. Like, I get to a good workout level, but I'm not trying to, like, fucking hurt myself because I've never worked out, so I gotta take it slow. But last Friday I went really hard because there was someone next to me that I was tired of being next to, so I was just like, let me finish this really fast so that I can get there before that person so that they're not in my space. And got home on Friday and I was like, oh no, I'm done. And Joe was like, why does your face even look miserable? And I was like, baby, I've had a rough day already.
I'm starting to go off on the deep end here because it's been dark and below freezing. Like, it's 34 degrees right now with the chance of snowing at any second. And I really am starting to think I'm getting seasonal depression. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I thrive when the sun's out. Like, I'm a productive person.
You need to
person.
Start taking niacin pills.
What is that?
I don't know. I've just heard they help with seasonal depression or whatever. And if you get those red light bulbs that like stimulate this feeling on your flesh, like you're in the sun, it helps. Like niacin is something, I guess, that's released when you're in the sun. I don't know. I had a roommate in college who had seasonal affect disorder, and she'd be like, I got my niacin flesh going, because she would like take niacin. And then it's also just, if you're trying to, you know, avoid a drug test, a shit ton of niacin will flush your system. Pro tip.
Oh my God. I just have like, there aren't very many benefits, because it's like when it's cold, your body's like more tense, so you're less aware. And then the sun, I'm productive according to the sun, I think. Like, I'm always more productive when the sun is out. So I really got to figure this out. Anybody else who's moved from a
sunshine
climate.
You got to get those light bulbs.
I don't even think it's the light, though. Like, I'm looking out right now, and it's just, like, gloomy.
No, the light bulb specifically... Listen. The light bulbs simulate the sun. It's
right.
A special kind of light bulb that makes your body feel like you're getting, like, sun exposure.
Is your dog okay?
No, she really wants this fucking burrito.
Just give it to her.
I can't give her a whole ass burrito, dude.
Well, then take it out of her sight. She's like...
She's gonna be like this no matter what. Like, I can't get it out of my sight. Mommy's working. Shh.
And are you ever gonna hang up your SIP poster, or is it just gonna go from floor to floor to floor?
Well, I need to put a wire on the back of it.
Oh, right. I did tell you I was gonna help you with that. Maybe when I come out next week. So, before we get to Halloween, should I talk about the sad leak in our house, or does nobody care?
The leak in your roof?
Yeah, I don't think it's in the roof anymore. I think it's somehow in the air conditioning, but trying to manage
this. Did someone go and check on it?
Yeah, I had like a guy that helps fix, like that made over the podcast shed and stuff. Like, he's a general contractor. He came to the rescue and he's out there trying to find the source of the problem. But it's just like such a nightmare. And it's really making me rethink the possibility, because I've been living in delusion where I'm like, oh, maybe we can live on both in both states. And now I'm just thinking like, oh my gosh, what a nightmare.
It's a little bit much if there's not someone like full on living in the house so that they can
people,
like, make those reports all the time.
Like, friends have been in and out and like staying and not staying, but it's still just like nobody, like you were very kind and said, I can come back and deal with any of the repairs or anything. But still, like, what if it was a massive leak? Like, there was water just pouring out and nobody was there for like 3 or 4 days. And then our house is underwater and it's like... Should have sold it,
well,
but
I'm
this whole weather
like,
thing.
And like, this whole weather thing, you're so funny. So you're like leaving Colorado because you hate the weather?
Well, that is
as
my only setback.
As if you weren't like, born and raised.
I'm so happy here, minus the weather. And I think I just got to get used to it or something. But Colorado does have like a ton of sunshiny days. So even amid the cold, there is a lot of sunshine. But the last 3 days have been kind of gloomy.
Poor baby. I'm excited to come. I'm gonna have to bring a big warm jacket.
Yeah, hopefully it will start snowing soon.
Scary stuff.
Okay, so
you had trick-or-treaters last night?
Well, I don't really know, because I like, our neighborhood isn't one for
what do you mean?
Well, our neighborhood isn't like a trick-or-treat central, because the house,
you have a security system with cameras, play back the tapes. What do you mean you don't
well,
know?
This is what I'm saying. I got crazy because because
did
I didn't anticipate that there were going to be much trick-or-treaters, because the houses are further apart because they sit on more like farm type land. And so if somebody wants to come trick-or-treating here, they're really screwing themselves out of getting a lot of candy. And I really only know of one family that has kids here. So we're getting like big gates installed like really soon. But until then, there is like a tiny opening. And so I went to Lowe's like a crazy person and got rope and roped off.
The what
house
the fuck?
Because we wanted to go over to my mom's house and I know
you're gonna get TP'd for that.
Well, I know, and that's the thing, is I know the ropes aren't stopping anyone, but I was like, it's suggesting that you don't walk up to the door and ring on it. But I also went to the store and got a ton of candy, and I put two big buckets of candy out on like both entryways of the house. But this is where I get really upset because my doorbell did ring multiple times, which means they bypassed the fucking rope, which like courtesy, please.
Oh my God, you're but, such a psycho. You're
like I left psycho. Candy out, but then we got back. And somebody not, I figured somebody would take all of the candy in one full swoop because like, of course they would.
Yeah.
But they took my bowl that I bought with it too. And I bought like one of those nice light up
bowl.
Yes. The light up Halloween bowl that I splurged on. They just decided to take the whole thing. And I was like, you know what? Have some common courtesy, please. But whatever.
What a hard suburban life you live.
I'm mourning the loss of the light up bowl, but I did go over to my parents' house and there were a lot of cute trick or treaters with a lot of fun creative costumes, so that was very fun. I was thinking about you though. Did you get trick-or-treaters? Because your neighborhood is like there's a lot of homes.
I think we did. We weren't home. We went to Matthew's house. We go to Matthew's house every year.
Did you leave some candy on the porch?
We left James in the house to pass out candy, and I believe he passed out a lot because we had a huge bowl that was like a mound and now there's like 5 pieces in it. But I also know that James has a sweet tooth, so I'm not sure how much was him and how much were the trick-or-treaters. And Joe has also said to me recently that we can't have candy like that in the house anymore, which I think means he's been eating a hefty amount. But Matthew likes to get the king size candy bars every year.
Oh yeah.
Like he goes wild and he gets like 130 or something fucking, or 90. I don't know. He said it, the number last night and I wasn't listening, but he gets a shit ton of huge candy bars and he's so excited to pass them out to anybody who will come. And last night, I think like 8 people came to the door and everyone, I could just hear him because I was watching a movie in the background, like eating a shit ton of Dungeness crab. He gets king size candy bars for everyone in the neighborhood. And then he's like, Liz, I got you some crab. And I'm like, thank God. So I ate like pounds and pounds of crab last night while he passed out candy. But he's like, wow. Take 3. And then there was, at the end of the night, there was like one last group of like little boys. And they went ape shit at the door. They were like, oh my Lord, what are the odds? What are the odds, Max, that we would get all these king-size candy bars? And then they were like, wouldn't stop. Like, it was the funniest, cutest thing I've ever heard. And then they started telling Matthew, you're the best man. You're the best man. It was so... And they like have these little nasally voices like, you're the best man, sir. What are the odds?
My mom had to get, well, she did get king size candy bars because we waited till Halloween day and that was all that was left. She's like, I guess everyone's getting king size candy bars. And the one time I opened
the door,
the young girl says, well, how many can I take? And it threw me off guard. And so then I was like, I don't know, I guess 2, but then there was like a group of 15. So all of them took 2, but it ended up like, we still had so much candy at the end of the night, but I was like, wow, she really like clocked me there because I was caught off guard and was just like, I don't know, whatever you want, girlfriend.
Did you guys dress up?
No, I was so sick of dressing up after all of the podcast dressing up. And then I saw you dressed up and I've been waiting for the podcast to hear the story because you went out another time and got dressed up. And I would say you did like your most hot girl shit on the actual event of Halloween. So you wanted to leave everyone that watches the podcast in the dust. Like you gave them a lobster
How would my costume have worked on the podcast? Like riddle me that. My costume was literally a graduation cap with the Washington Monument on it. How would that work?
Yeah. So what were you? Like you looked really good, but I didn't really know what you were.
So one of my favorite movies is Drop Dead Gorgeous. And I think it's from the early 2000s or the late 90s.
Oh, she's going to stop saying oddies because she doesn't want to get ripped apart in the comments.
You can't rip me apart in the comments because I'm fucking right. I just didn't want to have this conversation again with you specifically because it's embarrassing for you. And I'm quite frankly, like, I feel bad for the mermaids of Rylantis because their leader is... I'm not going to say it, but they're all feeling it. And you guys, I'm here to support you.
Okay, so...
But I was Leslie Miller from Drop Dead Gorgeous, who's the Amy Adams character. And I was the Amy Adams character because they have red hair. And I had the outfit already because it was the second outfit I wore at my wedding. And I just sewed on a little boa and I made a little Washington Monument moment.
And
Jelly,
so you,
get your own breakfast burrito.
You went to a party. Get your own.
Yes.
And what was going on there? Because there was a costume contest, correct?
Yes. So my friend Sarah, who was in my wedding, she's actually the woman who ended up marrying us because our officiant forgot the words.
Yeah. After he fell off the hoverboard.
Yeah. You remember, mm-hmm. you were there.
I was there.
So Sarah threw a party. Also, that bitch makes the best Rice Krispies I've ever had in my entire fucking 31 years on this earth. And her boyfriend, who's like her husband, works for like a marketing company. And so previously he's tried to get me PR from Crocs. Like when Crocs do partnerships with people like, you know, Diplo or
Wait,
whatever.
He works for
he's
Crocs?
He's always tried to put... No, he works for a marketing company that fucks
okay.
with Crocs.
Right. Got it.
So I've never been approved for the PR list because, I mean, look at me.
Look How at rude. Me. I've been seeing Crocs sponsor a lot of people recently, and I'm like...
Which is nuts because we're
nothing?
The Croc queens.
I know. I was like, do we mean nothing? I don't go out and greet anyone in public with them, but I still promote them on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe you're the problem. Maybe you fucked us with your weird Croc shame.
Oh, man.
But... yeah, so he had an extra pair of Hidden Valley Croc ranch shoes that have like their ranch color. So there's like little dill flecks in them and there's little burgers and wings and things on them. And I really wanted those motherfucking Crocs. So I did what had to be done.
Okay, first of all, having Crocs as a prize for a costume party is risky because not everyone is the same shoe size. So I want to know
how that...
Oh,
they don't fit me.
Oh,
they don't fit.
But you could take off all the, what are the things called? The decorators?
The charms. But no, I mean, yeah, you could, but the Crocs are ranch color. There's a ranch color.
Well, you could do what I do with my sparkly Gucci slides and just put them on a beautiful shelf in your office to look at all the time.
I mean, I might do that, but I also want to like wear them. Like I love them. Okay. And I lost my other Crocs. I lost my birthday Crocs.
How?
I threw an entire bag of shit away when I moved somehow. And
oh
like
my
all my
gosh.
Fucking hats, my Crocs, some shorts. It's a nightmare.
And okay, so Jilly. I want to know how you won the costume contest because I don't think it was fair. But first, we do have a sponsor for today's show, which just so happens to be Calm. And for this ad break, we want you to take a break. Unclench your jaw, relax your shoulders, and take a deep breath. Sometimes we just need to refocus and take a little time for ourselves, and Calm can help. And I can very much so attest to that. Every time I'm going through it in my life, I realize, oh, whoa, I haven't meditated in a long time. And Calm, the number one mental wellness app, is here to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. So you can clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories, which are so fun. I don't know, Lizzie, if you've ever fallen asleep to a sleep story, but it just really like,
yeah,
it takes your thoughts away and like perfectly puts you to sleep. And if you go to calm.com/sip, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming, and new content is added every single week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds, so you can sleep more, stress less, and live a better life with Calm. So for all of our listeners, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/sip. That's calm.com/sip for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library at calm.com/sip. I love to meditate. Okay. So Elizabeth, oh my God, it's snowing outside. It's literally snowing outside.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I just looked like a dumbass. I was like in the valley.
No, you have such a... See, at least if it's going to be gloomy as fuck like this, I get to watch the beautiful snowfall outside. I'm still
You're
waiting
so
for the
funny.
First like accumulation where it's like everything's covered in snow. That hasn't happened yet, but this is gorgeous. Okay, I'm sorry. I digress.
No, it's okay. Like I forgot everything that's happened in my life up until this point when it started snowing.
Well, my scam artist baby. Come on.
Oh, you think I'm a scam artist?
Well, what would you call
Interesting.
It? No, Lizzie literally said, can't pull up the text so fast. But she goes, oh my God, I won the costume contest. And I was like, wow, you do look fabulous. And she was like, well, I didn't really win fairly. And I said, oh, of course. Don't talk to me until we talk on the phone.
I just didn't know that my friend would put me on blast like this in front of
What are you talking about? Of course
audience.
I would put you on blast.
I would say that I was very close friends with the judges of the competition. And at the end of the night, there was a brief discussion about a couple of people who were perhaps in the lead. And it was noticed and notated that somebody else could win were the two judges to place their votes in that category. So really quickly, we determined that that's what should be done.
Well, was there like a first, second, and third place prize? Or was there only like first prize? And what was the crux?
Well, here's the other awkward thing. There was a first, second, and third place prize. However, they were all inside the crock box. So I got all of them.
How many people were at this party that lost to you?
I mean, technically only two people lost to me. Everyone else was just playing stupid games.
Fine. She sends me the picture of the Crocs, which I'll put up on the screen. And they're like, they're super legit. And I said, whoa, oh my gosh, those are legit. And she goes, yeah, new text. That's why I cheated.
And I said,
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, I don't even want to talk to you until we're recording the podcast. And I've ghosted her ever since, honestly.
Fucking bitch, I've missed you. I missed you, baby, so much was happening. Tana was hanging out with Demi. Fucking Stormy was called into the middle of drama by Stassi, baby. Like, we got shit to talk about.
Okay, but before we get to that, I did want to talk about, you have your wallet scenario, you found it. I have being a hypocrite.
Well,
let's plow through.
You're a hypocrite. You're back on TikTok as if it were nothing.
You were the encourager of the century because I wanted to
You blew off every TikTok I sent you and every response to the TikToks I sent you were like, you know, I'm not going to look at that. And then I would have to hold you down, your nose until your mouth opened and shove the TikToks down your throat.
I'll be the first to admit, I've shit on TikTok for over a year now. Like, I've been an asshole about it. I've been cruel about it. And I just, like, something in me thought that, like, I'm even watching Shark Tank now and all these Shark Tank creators, like, when they're, like, trying, I don't know. They're all saying, like, well, you need to get and blast this product on TikTok. And I'm like, wow, it really is, like, missing the mark. Like, it is like when Instagram came out. If you don't get on Instagram, it's like, what are you doing? So I thought I'd like dip my toes back into TikTok just to see, but after dipping my toes back in, I can honestly say I'm just not like, I don't have the creative mindset to create these short form, like mind capturing TikToks and
videos.
They don't just like come to me like they do other people. And then even when I'm scrolling, and it might just be because I haven't scrolled, that my For You page isn't catered to me yet, but I couldn't have been more bored. So like, it could be a me thing, but
what's on your For You page?
It was trash. Like nothing that entertained
me. What kind of trash?
I was like, scroll, 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 bored, 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 bored. And I had more fun when I dipped into Reels for the first time the other day. But
I wouldn't admit that on the internet. That's embarrassing.
I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll try to do some TikToks some more. I don't know. And maybe my For You page will get better. But I'm already thinking, like, now that I'm on Instagram more and more and more, I think I need to detox from that as well. I think I need to pull back from most things and just, like, work more, social media less. Even though my job's on social media.
Oh, sorry. I lost my headphones. Look at how they formed around my ear. That is disgusting.
What's going on with your dog? Why is he barking
every
2.5 seconds?
She won't shut up for this fucking burrito. She wants this burrito so bad.
Hide the burrito so it's not in her vision. You're like telling your stories.
She says, give me the burrito. She says, let me have some avocado, mama.
Oh my gosh.
How cute is she?
Okay, so anything you wanted to react to from Halloween, like costumes, moments, what's going on?
Yeah, dude, I thought Lizzo's Baby Yoda was hella funny.
Oh, I guess I didn't see that.
And I thought Kendall's Mars Attacks was fire.
Oh,
that's another dog now. It's a different dog barking.
This is why we can't
but
do
Lizzo
virtual.
Lizzo went out on the town. I know. My children are special.
Wow, she's wearing her Uggs. Wow, Lizzo looks fantastic.
People kept asking Lizzo for pictures and not knowing that it was Lizzo. And that fucking kills me.
Wow. Okay. And then I guess you saw that J-Lo and Ben ran into Jen Gardner, like out trick-or-treating in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, trick-or-treating.
This is why you don't live in the same neighborhood as your exes. Unless they're very... Do you think they're cordial? Or what do you think the interaction
between... I'm sure they're cordial.
But how do you think Jennifer Gardner
feels about
J-Lo? You
can't have that many children and not be cordial.
Right. I guess they have to. Even if they're not, they have to fake it for the kids. But I'm talking about like... how, like, the two women, like, that can't be comfortable. Even if it was reversed, it was, like, a girl and two men. It couldn't be comfortable for the men. What?
I just got a text and I thought it was baby time, but it's not.
Oh, right. So are you just going to jump in the car or are you getting on a plane?
I'm getting on a plane.
And you're going to deliver that baby.
I'm going to go pull that baby out of the birth canal. I'm going to slap her in the face and say, welcome to the real world, bitch. Let's get this party started, Lily.
Are you allowed to just give away its name like that?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, I guess we don't care much about J-Lo basically... and Jen. What?
I just feel like maybe I shouldn't have.
Okay, I'll bleep it. I'll do something. I'll cut the whole segment. Because what we didn't even talk, we had no opinions on J-Lo and Jen and Ben. So
I am so sorry that this is how my children behave in public. Come here, Mom. You can't be barking like that. She's just a little one-eyed Frenchie and she's doing her best, but she's a mess. Say hi to your fans, Mama. Say hello.
All right. Well, with that, let's get into some hot topics. I thought something I found that was pretty funny this weekend. Well, I thought it was pretty funny. Tana's lock screen, I guess, is apparently Stormy, Kylie Jenner's baby. And then Kylie Jenner's two best friends unfollowed and commented on the fact that they thought it was weird that Tana's lock screen was Stormy.
I personally think it's awkward that Stassi unfollowed Tana because they kind of run in a similar group.
What do you mean?
And I'm going to rip your tongue out of your face, and I love you. What do I mean? I mean that Tana fucks
you're
going
to have to take the dogs
Heath.
Out.
Give me a minute. I don't know what to do. They're going to bark at another...
Oh, my God.
I'll be right back. Maybe read another ad. I do it. I'm a single mom today.
Okay. All
right. Their dads are at work. Okay. Look at them.
Put yourself on mute.
Look at her face.
I'm going to read an ad. Put yourself on mute. Okay. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey, who we love so much. And we all shop online. And we've seen that promo code filled taunt us at checkout, where you're like, oh, I just wish that all I had right now was a promo code. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for promo codes and coupon codes is a thing of the past, because Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart upon checkout. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. So when you're shopping, you're on one of your favorite shops and you go to check out, and then the Honey button, it just like a gift from the heavens above, it drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons and wait a few seconds while it searches and then applies the coupon, and you'll just get to watch the prices drop. Recently, I was ordering pizza for the family while we were all together during the Halloween season, and Honey saved me $5 upon checkout just for having it in installed. It was wonderful, fabulous, and marvelous. So Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on the free savings, and it's free and it installs in a few seconds. Nothing better than free. By getting it, you'd be doing yourself a solid while also supporting our podcast, which is a wonderful thing to do. I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't love it. So get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/sip. That's joinhoney.com/sip. Today's episode is also supported by Daily Harvest, who we love so much. As we get into the holidays, it means we all get a little bit busier. And you know, I love food, but when I'm swamped, it's hard thinking about what's for lunch, let alone actually finding time to make it. So thanks to Daily Harvest, my freezer is always stocked with delicious options that are ready in just minutes. So Daily Harvest is the best. It delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and they never use preservatives, any added sugar, or anything artificial. And that goes for everything that they have. My personal favorite from Daily Harvest is right now their broccoli and cheese harvest bowl. It's just like warm and makes you feel good. Also, their spinach flatbread is delicious, and they have wonderful desserts as well. Daily Harvest is all about preserving and protecting the earth for the current and future generations to come, from their recyclable and compostable packaging to investing in organic farming practices and reducing food waste. They believe in leaving the earth a better place than they found it. So Daily Harvest is delicious food built on whole organic fruits and vegetables that conveniently stays fresh in your freezer, so it's ready when you are. It's really the whole entire package. So enjoy this time of year even more like I do with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/thesip to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/thesip for $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/thesip.
Okay. When I was getting ready this morning, I was like, oh, I don't need to put pants on. Because I don't know what's going to see my legs.
When you got
and
up?
I've been showing my... Yeah.
What are you... Are you wearing just a thong? Is this an OnlyFans
No,
exclusive?
I'm wearing like hot shorts. It's just like not the play.
Wow.
I just thought it was funny.
I'm in sweatpants too. That really is the work from home vibe these days. Everyone's just like business on the top, party on the bottom. Okay, your thoughts on Tana running in the same circle with... Stassi? I don't really know Stassi other than like she's associated to
so
be Stassi Kylie's
fucks
BFF.
Around with Zayn and Heath all the time.
Oh.
And she is Kylie's BFF. But she's always like, she's been on Unfiltered and she like hangs out with them. Like she was even in Zayn's music video for the WAP remake, whatever. I cannot apologize more for
Can
Kylie's
you put them
behavior.
Out back or something? It's warm in California.
No! She's special needs. She only has one eye. I can't leave her in the back.
So she's just barking at nothing? Like what, Lizzie? If we lose all our audience because your dogs are barking in the background, I'm unsubscribing too.
No,
and
you
you're
guys,
on this podcast by
cancer.
Yourself.
Let her live.
I thought the
Let
cancer was non-detectable anymore.
No, she doesn't have tumors anymore, but she still has cancer.
Okay.
So that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking her to the vet in a few minutes.
So form your thoughts and opinions.
My thoughts and opinions are that I think it's weird that Stassi is going to like go public with her Tana beef. And also it feels like, no offense, I fucking love Tana. I really do. Like I consume all things Tana. I watch the Canceled podcast. I watch whatever the fuck she posts. I'm sorry about her stalker. Like that sucks. That's crazy. But I think it's a little bit beneath Kylie's brand to acknowledge Tana's fuckery.
Well, have they ever worked together or does Kylie follow Tana?
No, of course they've never worked together, but they've like seen each other out at clubs. And then Tana and Chloe had that beef because for some reason, Tristan Thompson's ass was at fucking Tana's house for her birthday party instead of fucking around on Father's Day.
Oh my gosh, it was at Tana's
house?
And
so Tana posted... Mm-hmm. And so Tana posted some shit online where she was like, tell me why Tristan Thompson's at my house right now and not with his daughter. And then everyone was like, you're disgusting for bringing up his daughter.
Wow.
And everyone turned on her. But Chloe was liking some tweets that were anti-Tana. And again, I find myself feeling like when the Kardashian-Jenner clan interacts with Tana or like public Tana bashing, it's a little bit below their brand.
I just think it's weird because, yes, like... If I were to have Stormy as my backdrop, weird. But I think for a
I don't think it's weird. She's a famous baby.
Well, I know, but I'm saying as like
and
a
I love Stormy.
Okay, but I'm saying for me. But I immediately thought, oh, this is something Lizzie would do, and I wouldn't think that's weird. And I don't think it's weird because Kylie has not used Stormy, but put her at the fore. She knows the world loves Stormy, and she plays into that. Like she knows. I was watching her last like documentary rebranding thing on YouTube about her makeup relaunch, and the post that got the most likes. Like the producer kept asking Kylie, like, oh, how many likes did this photo get? And she's very aware that the posts that get the most likes are her baby, and she's very aware that Stormy gets like tons and tons and tons of press about everything, and it's a really cute baby. People love babies. The internet loves babies. So if it's like a really cute photo of a baby, I just don't think it's that off-putting for...
I don't either.
I feel like
and
it's
also
that...
like there's an adult...
Yeah.
There's an adult woman who literally runs a website pretending to be North called Nori's Black Book. And that's not weird, but that woman was brought on an episode of The Kardashians where everyone's like, oh, she's so funny, she's brilliant, she's blah, blah, blah. And it's like, she's a fucking freak.
Well, yeah, and Kylie Jenner can't control her friends, but it is annoying that her friends...
I don't want to call Nori's Black Book a freak. Sorry, let me walk that back a little bit. I think what I'm trying to say is it's weirder that there's an adult person pretending to be Northwest online, even though it's like facetious and a joke. I think that's weirder than Tana and I having Stormy as our backgrounds on every device we own.
And I don't think Kylie would care either. Like, I really don't think, like, why would she spend her day thinking about random people in the world doing that?
I also wonder if, like, what if Stoss wasn't even talking about, like, it's weird. Like, what if she wasn't even saying, oh, that's weird about the wallpaper. What if it was something else? And everyone's just misinterpreted it.
Who knows? It's just annoying that, like, now for Kylie, it's, like, a bunch of headlines. And she's, like, probably messaging that Stassi girl being like, why did you do this? Like, why did you have to just
say anything at all? I mean, I hope to God these girls are too busy.
Okay, Kim and Pete Davidson, they were at a...
Holding hands
at an amusement park. Sources have said they're just friends. To me, I feel like it's more of like a press move. It's just like another fun thing for attention. Or they might have been filming something for the upcoming series. Like, Pete Davidson is like a Tana and they're around everyone all the time. Like, they somehow emerge themselves everywhere with everyone. So I don't think it's the weirdest pairing in the world. It threw me for a little loop-de-doop. But I mean,
I don't either. She also just did SNL and they kissed playing Aladdin and Jasmine.
Oh, so
also,
that's got the
fun
world
fact.
In a tizzy. What?
Yeah. And I think Tana or her friend Brooke are blocked by Pete because they got weird with him via chat on Raya.
Interesting. Okay. Did you want to talk about the Lost Hiker?
I just thought it was a funny headline that there was a hiker that went missing for like a day and they were ignoring calls from rescue workers because they didn't recognize the number.
So like the family was trying to find the hiker because they weren't reachable. But if they were ignoring the calls from the rescue team, couldn't they have picked up the calls from their family, the calls that they did know, if those were the people that were worried about the hiker? Something seems very fishy about this story.
You're finding some really brilliant plot holes in this, and I would encourage you to keep being inquisitive, keep asking questions, you know.
Well, I want to ask questions to this person. I just saw the headline that you put in the document, so maybe there's more details.
Yeah,
but
that's basically all I saw too.
I feel like if there's surface, there's a way to find these people, but I'm glad they're okay.
Are you ready to do some
advice though?
The fucking delay is the worst. Jelly, I've got some advice for you. It's shut your little puppy mouth up. Okay, we're going to start with getting you a muzzle. We're going to start with porn problems.
Okay.
I've titled these, they are not our submissions naming their own things.
Right.
I'm 29. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. It's my first real relationship. I moved across the country to be with him and we've lived together now for about 6 months. I don't know why, but I check his phone and Instagram from time to time, even though I know it's wrong. I can't help it. I always find something that upsets me and I obsess about it. I've come to terms with the fact that he watches porn and follows models on Instagram and saves their photos, but it's really hard for me to accept and I feel like it's ruining our relationship. I resent him. It makes me feel like I'm not good enough for him since I don't feel the need to do those things. I've talked to him about it a few times, but it's a conversation that goes in a circle. He feels bad, I feel bad, but it's not going to stop. I know every person deserves to have their own sexuality, and I don't want to control him. I just wish I could accept it and stop thinking about it. Any advice? What do you think?
I don't know. That's really hard because if it was just porn, I guess I could learn to live with it personally. But if he's like saving models' photos on Instagram, it feels like one step like more connected, even though I know it's probably not. And maybe he's not DMing these models. But that is something hard to grasp when you're in a relationship and you're not the one that is necessarily fixated on getting off to porn when you're like, I don't know, maybe he has, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's like, it's really hard because if you're not comfortable with certain things, you're not comfortable with certain things. It's like, what are your boundaries and what are your deal breakers? I personally don't care about my partner watching pornography. I think I would feel differently if they were spending money on it. That would bother me. And those are things that I articulate to my partner. And, you know, again, it's what are your deal breakers? What are you cool with? What are you not cool with? And if you are obsessively following your intuition to check his phone and you find something you don't like every time, it might be that this is not a compatible relationship for you.
Yeah. And she mentioned that they've had conversations about it and it's kind of something that he's not willing to stop doing. But I wonder if, like you said, there is a happy medium where it's like, hey, maybe instead of like seeking this out on Instagram, because that's a level that makes me uncomfortable, maybe you could do it like only on Pornhub, where I feel like it's a little more detached, or finding regulations that work for you. Because like for me, it is like, if you're a jealous person, especially, I think it is hard to think, oh, well, they're getting off to something that's maybe something that I can't provide, or it's more of a fantasy, or like, because a lot of times porn is it's not real life in terms of like how you're actually gonna have sex with a partner. But I think maybe there's an element to it too that you could frame in your mind where, oh, he is a loving partner that I have a healthy relationship with, and maybe he has a higher sex drive than you, and that's taking some of the pressure off of you having to maybe have sex 2 times a day or something, you know?
Yeah. And at the same time, I don't think that you should have to curb your comfort to facilitate somebody else's. And I think that there's no shame in acknowledging, like, maybe we're not compatible in this field. Because sexuality is a big part of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's exhausting to feel like you don't meet this person's desires, and then convincing yourself that you do, and then also having a problem with the way that they express themselves.
And this person
also...
This person also might have a bit of... I don't want to say an addiction, but like our minds fixate on negative things. So it might be something that she's like overdrawn to like go on to find something to be mad at the partner for. So I don't know. It's very tricky. But if you feel like it's something that you can't get over and he's not willing to stop for you, then I think it's like you got to look long and hard in the mirror about where you want this relationship to go and if you see it lasting for yourself.
Yeah. I agree. Good luck.
Well, I hope.
Love yourself. Put yourself first.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another one? I'm calling this one Mobby, as in money over bitches.
Okay.
I work for the Belgian government and make good money. My boyfriend / fiance, he's 31, works a good job in insurance, so we make good money. I always spend the money and want to do reckless things in life. He likes to save and prepare for life. We have a big house and car and money to travel. In my eyes, we are way too young to be saving for life. I would like to do some more travel and buy random things. Now I always feel guilty when I spend money, even when it's my own money and not from the joint account. How can I convince him to spend a bit more and save less? Big love, big fan.
I mean, I think you'll be thanking him in the future, quite honestly, because life is so up and down that you never know. I don't think that means you don't have to spend any of your money. I think maybe that means creating a budget for the both of you, maybe two individuals and one together, where it kind of shows a graph of like, okay, we are putting away 40% each month, so we are growing things and maybe finding some smart investments to have your money grow over time in. But I think you just need to get smarter. I think you should think differently about how you're executing spending money, because if you're making good money, I think you should be able to feel like you can spend money and have fun spending the money you're making, especially if you're both working hard. I think making him feel comfortable in doing that would maybe be showing him.
No, I totally get what you're saying. It's like you show that you have growth for the two of you as in life, and you get to enjoy life while you're living it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a really smart piece of advice, to have it like visualized, because sometimes it's really easy to like forget where your money is going and where it's coming, and to feel really stressed out about it. Cause like, the less I pay attention to my finances, the more anxiety I have. Mm-hmm. And then like, sometimes I'll intentionally check out thinking that it'll keep me less anxious, but it makes me more anxious to not know what's going on. And I think it is important to live and to have fun, but it's also important to know that you can, you know, have a rainy day fund so that if something were to happen, you can afford to take care of it. Or if you want to do something spur of the moment that's really wacky, crazy, you have like a savings account that you can go to and have fun with. And so I think there's a little bit of an option for the best of both worlds, as my friend Hannah Montana used to say.
So I think that's probably the best solution. And if you don't want to do that, you don't have to. But I think it would probably be good for both of you, because I think maybe part of the reason he's attracted to you is because maybe he super wouldn't spend money ever if it wasn't for you. So maybe you bring that out in him a little bit, and then him on the other end, maybe subconsciously for you, it's kind of like, oh, I am saving a little bit more and thinking about my future more than I ever would have if I weren't with this. So find a happy medium, and I think you guys can both be happy. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Well, the way that Joe and I do it is like we have our own accounts, and then we have like a special savings account where both of us have like amounts of money that we want to put into it monthly to make sure that we're growing something together. But, you know, other than that, we share most of our expenses, like living expenses, and then I'm allowed to do whatever I want with my money, and he's allowed to do whatever he wants with his money.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense.
Takes a lot of the pressure off.
All right, you guys. Well, that is where we're going to end it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's virtual episode of The Sip. We should be back together next week, assuming that baby Liz. Is it baby Liz? The baby. The new baby.
Oh, God. I wish it was baby Liz. I would give anything for it to be baby Liz. It's Lil.
Oh.
Young Lily.
Close. But all right. Well, I hope you have fun in Arizona. Are you going to head there like right this second or what?
I'm just waiting for Haley to text me that she's in labor, because I only want to be gone for a certain amount of days.
Right.
No, she's not in the hospital. You labor at home for a long time before you go. Can I just tell you something gross before we go?
Yeah.
So we were Googling early signs of labor because her due date was Halloween. It was the 31st.
Uh-huh.
And early signs of labor are a mucus plug drops out of your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck
beautiful.
That means. That's what everyone keeps telling me. They're like, just tell her it's beautiful. Like, don't say anything crazy. And I'm like, ah. And so we were on the phone and I was reading off the like Google list of like early labor signs. And then the other sick fucking one is loose joints.
Yikes.
Like arms getting like.
Oh,
joined loosey-goosey.
I mean, it's,
doesn't that make your skin fucking crawl?
All of it does.
And then Haley said,
the vagina ripping when it actually happens, potentially. Like, it's all too much for me, but it is like a miracle and beautiful.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. And it's beautiful. And it's like immediately women are like back and ready to do it again. But Haley said she's been like laying places and like her arm will slip and she'll think that it's out of the socket because she's got loose joints now.
Oh my gosh. And is she
so
dilated
she
at all?
She screams like, help!
Is she having contractions?
I don't think she's... She's been having Braxton Hicks, but she's not having any contractions yet. And I personally, like, I kind of want to put money on, and she's going to hate me for saying this. And by the time this airs, maybe we'll have a baby, maybe we won't. But... I think it's going to be the second because she desperately doesn't want it to be the second, which is tomorrow.
Right.
Or it's going to be the 8th.
Wow. All right.
So those
well,
are my
best
guesses.
Of luck. Keep us posted. And thank you guys so much for watching and supporting our show. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at The Sip Official. We're also on there personally. We love you very much. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
And
that's The Sip.
There's a car alarm going off.
You should have gone to my house.
You know what? I should have, but I didn't know. And here's the deal. The Toast Girls do it like this every day with construction outside their window.
Yeah, but do the dogs bark the whole time?
Their dogs are really well behaved, and quite frankly, I'm mortified.
I'm sending you back to my house next time.
I have free-range chickens, Ryland. Let them live. I have to take this girl to the vet.
Okay, bye.
Love you.